Oh boy, we're gonna have some fun tonight. Barry's still hearing.
Anyway.
You know, I ought to grow up. I really ought to grow up. And I've been hearing it for, what is it now, been 10 years that I've been doing this kind of show. Oh, why don't you do a show that people can relate to? Why don't you? This is Phil Hendry. Maybe you heard of me. I do a radio show that's a little bit different, huh? We have a phone number here, 1-800-449-8686. This hour, we want to hear from people who are have a favorite Phil Hendry show moment. Because those are always fun. Only because I don't remember probably 90% of the stuff we do. And when we hear our listeners, you know, remind us of great or fun things, things that they appreciated, it's even probably more fun for me and for the crew to hear this stuff. Because, honestly, my wife will say, what'd you do tonight when I get home from work? I don't know. I can't remember. I think we did a thing. Oh, Art Griego called, and he wasn't really in an airplane, but that's all I remember. I can't remember. I do know that we had Ted Bell on first hour. But I don't know what it was about. What was it about? It was about, no, wait, don't tell me. It was about Ted Bell. His car is Jaguar. But tomorrow I will have forgotten. So that's why occasionally we do our favorite moment from the Phil Hendry Show hour. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And here is Oxnard on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, good.
Great, sir.
So
that's your that was your favorite moment, huh?
I wasn't sure what you wanted me to do. Mavis Leonard.
What I'd like you to do, I can't say on the radio. No, go ahead. So Mavis Leonard, what?
When she had her, I think it was a grandson that was.
Hey, that's a great first call. Let's go to Lancaster on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Good evening or
good night.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, my favorite moment was Ted Bell, and when he was promoting his daughter's Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
And he put Chips Ahoy in them.
Yeah, and he claimed that the Girl Scouts made him.
Yes, and he finagled ways for his daughters to be the champion cookie seller, and all the Girl Scout leaders called in and they were mad at him. I liked that one. That was my favorite.
How did he? What were some of the ways he finagled for her to be number one?
Oh gosh, you know I remember the Chips Ahoy thing.
So he replaced the real Girl Scout cookies with Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, and I think cool. He bought a bunch of them too himself. Besides that.
That's Ted.
But are you going to sell the Ted Bell T-shirts?
Yeah, we're going to have a whole marketing arm. And when we get that thing geared up, dear, there will be no stopping us. Yes, we're going to have Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirts.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
We're going to have Citizens Auxiliary Police armbands, the whole thing, when we get that thing cranking.
Good.
Okay, hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. You'll be hanging on for mercy when we get that thing rolling, the marketing, the merchandising arm of the Phil Hendry Show. What? When? I don't know. I do know that Herr Fuhrer here said he'd put $50 toward a prototype of the Citizens Auxiliary Police armband. So we're moving in the right direction. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Favorite bit that you ever did was when you were hawking funerals at Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
And you had people basically going out to Tom Sawyer's Island and getting an authentic Indian burial by being burnt on top of a...
Oh, that's right. You know, an Indian pyre, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it was a howl because the hour you built it perfectly, the timing was wonderful, and at the end of it, you had the Mickey Mouse closing theme with the fires crackling in the background. I don't know how I didn't crash the car that night.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd come back from... I'd been at Disney World where they have marriages.
Yeah.
They marry people. I thought, well, if they're going to marry people, how about official Disney funerals?
And yeah,
the Indian Indian funeral pyre just seemed like it made sense on Tom Sawyer's Island.
It was inspired. I mean, anytime you take on the mouse, it's always a joy, but that one was just classic.
You know, there was
that
a time
was
when
wonderful.
We were not allowed to do that. There was a time where I was told, you better watch it, what you say about Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course,
yeah.
I don't have an in for anybody. I just think it's funny, certain things. But I was told, you better watch out. And if you're going to do any Disney material, you got to talk to us first. Oh, yeah. For a while, it was too bad because we really liked. And I know what happened. You remember the poor soul that was killed at Disneyland when they.
Oh, yeah. On the Columbia?
Yeah. Well, we did something with Jeff Dowder after that where a friend of his was decapitated on Big Thunder Railroad by that rock.
You know,
You know how when you go down and you think your head's going to get knocked off? And it never does, obviously. Well, Doubter claims a friend of his did have his head knocked off by it.
Oh, no.
So sure enough, Disney calls, and they're all upset. And I was sorry to hear it because we were no longer allowed to even talk about them. So they're back.
Jeez.
Well, thank you.
Not a problem. Hey, listen, one other quick thing, Phil.
Yeah.
I want to thank you. You complimented a website I did for the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the air.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Ed Green.
Oh, that's a tremendous... What's the web address?
Oh, it's a long one. If they go to Shuck and Jive, they can get to it.
Yeah, you can link it from shuckandjive.com, but it's a Citizens Auxiliary Police website, and it's very funny and has all the history of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You got to check it out.
I just wanted to thank you. It was really nice to get that kind of recognition. I really appreciated it.
You're welcome. Okay, man.
Thanks.
Goodbye. 1-800-449-8686. La Jolla on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. Great show as always.
Yeah, thanks.
About 3 years ago, you had a character. At the time, I was new to the show, so I don't remember the name. It was a fella. And it was at the time when the all the little emergency rooms and hospital emergency rooms were... clogged with people going in with the flu.
Yeah.
And one of your characters called in and had a venomous snake bite and wasn't so sure he could work up the courage to clog up the emergency rooms, and he was slowly dying over the hour.
Yes.
And it was such a powerful performance because you had pandemonium out in the public, people pulling off the highway, running to the cell phone to call you.
Yeah, I remember that. He was just this guy who had been bit by a snake, and he was, like, metamorphosizing into the creature from the Black Lagoon or something. He had, like, running open sores, and his it's like he had leprosy or something.
Indeed.
And he's like, oh, it's just like a cold, you know.
It was an absolutely classic performance, and I can't remember the character, but
it was a guy named Don, and he was just a guy named Don, literally.
Okay.
And
that's
he was
right
out there, and people kept saying, you're going to die if it's snake bite. It seems to me he was afraid of doctors or something, or he didn't like needles
He was. He's being very conscientious because the radio reports were full of news that the hospital emergency rooms were clogged up with people with the flu.
Yeah.
And so the public call had gone out to the health administrators and gone out to the public, please don't clog up the emergency systems. Here's a guy that's going to die in a matter of minutes but won't go
so
in.
So he won't go in. He's dying from, like, rattlesnake bite. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye. Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, man.
My favorite moment on the show was when Lloyd Bonafide broke out of hold.
Yeah, we put him on hold, but he busted out of hold.
Yeah, I think that was just, I think any person that was listening to the show who doesn't quite get it was just thrown back. I know that I showed some of my friends the classic clip and they just were blown away.
The dude is like on hold. I go, shut up, you're on hold now. And then you can hear the guy slowly go, yeah! I go, what'd you do? I broke myself away from hold.
Yeah, that's the kind of soldier I am.
That's right. That's the kind of badass I am. Yeah. I busted myself off of hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tough, man.
He
All
is.
Right.
I love him. I love every time he comes on.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
for
you.
For calling. Bye. Well, there you go. Lloyd Bonafide, the Korean War veteran, who was talking too much, and we said, we're putting you on hold. Well, next thing I know, I hear this guy go, and he's off of hold. Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Is this Fort Lauderdale?
Yes, sir. Hi.
So how you doing?
Good.
Unquestionably the greatest hour ever was back when you were at WIOD in Fort Lauderdale, and it was the Marlon Brando hour, when Marlon Brando had appeared on the Larry King show the night before, talking about that Jews were never negatively stereotyped in Hollywood.
Was that when he kissed Larry King, too? Was that the...
Yes, the show that he kissed Larry King.
Right.
But he really, really went off on... like he would say, David Geffen, Michael Eisner, Jew, a parade of these Jews, one after another, and people down here lost it.
I'm sure, Jew.
Right, but it was at the same time, if you remember, and a kind of a sad situation was the Jimmy Rice thing you were helping
out
in.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And then they were of that faith, and you said you were seeing them the next day and didn't even realize that.
Really? So, in other words, I stuck my big fat foot in my mouth again. That's
basically
great.
But we plan on all our road trips when we go and watch our football team, Florida State, up in Tallahassee. That's our tradition.
Passover, yeah, you'll put in that tape.
We'll put it in.
That's great.
We're all a bunch of Catholics. We put in the Marlon Brando hour.
Well, no wonder you enjoy all that anti-Semitism.
We
are
it.
Too, yeah.
Because we're locals down here, and we've just been infiltrated, but we also have some friends of that faith, and they're cool about it. But unquestionably...
When I was in Miami and we did any material that was perceived as anti-Semitic, there was a rabbi down there who listened to the show all the time and used to write letters on my behalf to all of the, like the ADL and B'nai B'rith, say, look, here's what Phil's show is about. And so we had friends there as well. Of course, my producer...
Was that the guy that blessed the hot dogs with Bob Green?
You might have been the guy that blessed the hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah, the hot dogs in the studio and you go, get over here and bless the hot dogs. Unquestionably, the greatest thing was when a guy called in and said, what about Once Upon a Time in America? And Marlon Brando goes, I've never seen that film. And he said, Rob Steiger directed it or something. He said, Rob Steiger's one of my best friends. And he said, well, who portrayed the guy? And he goes, Robert De Niro. And he goes, that's what I'm talking about. If you want to portray a guy in a movie, get the Jew with the big hooked nose, with a big sloped forehead.
Oh, man.
The guy nickel and diamond somebody out of his property or his
this
home
is the,
or his
the,
car.
I did this whole hour, huh?
I got it on tape.
Thank God I've forgotten. Well, you have it on tape to remind me of it. Great.
I have it on tape if you want me to send it
no,
to you.
No, thank you. But I appreciate you calling.
And then the other one was the...
1-800-449-8686. The big hook nose. Okay, it's Phil Henry's show here, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we do this every couple of months. Your favorite moment from the Phil Henry Show, a favorite guest or favorite hour that we did. Maybe we could do it again for you. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil, how you doing?
Hi.
Big fan of Miami. I love your show. I've been listening to you since you were down here on IOD.
Thanks.
And I just can't say enough. Before I get to my moment, I wanted to ask you, I talked to you one time down here at a hockey game about Chuck Wepner, the Bayonne Bleeder. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah, I don't know the conversation. I know who he is, though.
Right.
Are you him? Is this Chuck calling? Yeah.
Anyway, my favorite moment is recent moment, because there's so many of them, and I could sit here all night.
Wait a minute, did you come up to me outside of the arena with your sister?
No, I think it was inside. You were sitting in Neil Rogers' seats. He was on vacation. I think he gave you his seats, and I came over there and just said hi to you, because you had been talking about Chuck Wepner on the air or something, and I had told you that I lived like a block away from the bar that he bought after he fought Ali and got all his money and stuff. And
I was sitting in Chuck Neil Rogers' seats.
I think that's what it was, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway. Recently,
well, that won't happen again. Go ahead.
Recently, you had Harvey Weinman on there talking about Greta Garbo, that he couldn't believe that she may have been a lesbian. And,
yes.
Talking about how he used to have some sexual thoughts about Greta. And then R.C. Collins called in mocking him, calling her Greta Grabo.
Yeah.
And the way that whole thing went down.
And
man,
wasn't he saying that Harvey was watching Greta Garbo movies on Spanktravision?
Well, you should be calling it Greta Garbo, because that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Right. Well, and Harvey was really upset. How dare you not have any, you know, respect for this fine old actress? And he's going, you're watching her on Spanktravision. And then he drove over to RC's house, and what did he do? He put his... He raped RC? Oh my God, my producer says that then Harvey drove over to RC's house and forced him to give him oral pleasure? Oh,
I gotta
God.
Tell you.
Well, there you go.
That show had me laughing so hard.
Well, thank you.
I work in the transportation business.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're traveling a lot.
So I'm driving around and I'm going into like gated communities, whatever. I'm going through this guard gate and I am laughing my ass.
Well, thank you.
The guard is looking at me like I'm out of my mind, man, and I'm listening to this. I'm just dying. I love you, Phil.
Thanks very much.
Man.
I miss Miami. Right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, we can always squeeze a laugh or two out of forced sex. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ojai on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hi.
Favorite moment was R.C. Collins when he won the concert package. I think it was because of his illness.
Yeah.
But he thought everything that he got sucked. He just complained.
He didn't like the limo ride?
He didn't like the limo. He didn't like the seats. He didn't like the concert. He didn't like the ride.
Do you know what the concert was for? What was it to?
I can't remember who was playing, but he thought the band sucked too. So
yeah,
he's a great guy. He's really, you know, he's grateful for everything that he gets. And
bitching and moaning about his lousy kidney.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Here's Newberry Park on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, it was not just a moment. It was actually almost at least a full minute of the funniest segment I've ever heard. And even though you're brilliant, I think this was you weren't even involved in it. You had somehow got I don't know. You went to the bathroom, or you just got cut off from the conversation. Maybe you remember now. It was that New York talent agent that was talking about breaking the actor's strike just about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
You had some kid call in who was a 24-year-old Hollywood struggling actor who was complaining about the fact that you guys weren't really addressing the issues behind the strike.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, you got disconnected. So it was just I think it was Brad Rifkin.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking to the kid, and they were having this just all-out fight, real personal fight. Mm-hmm. But Brad Rifkin finally just hung up on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it was unbelievably, this actor was all alone on the air for over a minute. He was just saying,
Who, the kid?
The kid was, do you remember?
I don't recall. You know that you're mentioning stuff, I have no recollection of any of this.
You see, you must have been in the bathroom or something. You see, after
Brad, I must have been in the bathroom. If Brad was on the air talking, I must have been in the Yeah.
See, The kid was there on the air alone for over 60 seconds, and he had nothing to say. It was the funniest thing I've ever... You finally just crashed to a commercial because the kid wasn't saying anything.
Okay.
I wish you would remember it. It was so funny. It was brilliant.
It sounds like it sucked. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. What do you got, a couple of more minutes to go here before we... let's go to Anaheim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling about Bud Dickman and how... One night he decided to be Dr. Dickman.
Mm-hmm.
They did a complete parody of Dr. Laura.
The Dr. Dickman show, yeah?
Yes, yes. And callers were calling in, and they were talking about how they loved the books he wrote, even the ones he hadn't written yet, and as well as the fact that later on in the program, he decided that it was time for him to take out a bong and... other paraphernalia, and he started tying off and floating on pink clouds.
So Dr. Dickman was doing bong hits and shooting up while he was giving out advice?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Beautiful. Now that's a show I'd listen to.
In fact, where is Bud? He's your producer.
I know, man.
We never hear from Bud.
He hasn't been around since we got syndicated. He's hanging out over at Dr. Laura's studio. He's hanging out with Jim Rome. He's going out and hanging out with Bill Handel, all these guys. He don't want to come in here anymore. He can't tie off in here like he used to. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. So there you go. Here is Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil, what's up?
Hi.
How are you? I'm a longtime listener back in your WIOD days in Miami.
Thanks.
Funniest moment, I remember I was jogging in a park with my headphones, and you had this guy on. I'm not sure what his name was, but I think he was a mortician. And he was offering a service whereby anybody that was interested would pay him to have sex with dead corpses.
Okay, yeah, I recall that.
And this lady was ripping you to shreds. I mean, she was really letting you have it. And this guy all of a sudden busts out with, "Come on, lady, sing the song with me. There was an old lady from Pasadena. She's laying in a coffin with a white gardenia." Just ridiculous.
Well, that was when Florida made it illegal to have sex with dead bodies. I think that's what we were talking about.
It must have been. And I was
And we had this thing about how that's the number one tourist attraction in Florida is going down there for the necrophilia. Now that it's illegal, it's eliminated all that tourist money.
Exactly. I'm not sure what the guy's name was, but it was a riot.
Well, he's probably, wherever he is, he ain't smelling too good now.
And,
okay.
All right.
Well, thanks.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye. There you go. So 1-800-449-8686. Well, this is kind of edifying. I'm hearing shows that I never even heard before. Well, I don't even think we did half of these shows. It's your favorite moment on the Phil Henry Show here. This is every couple of months we let people call up and tell us how great we are, even though we don't really believe it. 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And you can hear the calls coming into the show this evening as we talk about your favorite Phil Henry Show moment. About 95% male, and probably we've had one woman. And that's, we've had two. And that's just about how the audience breaks down on our show. 99.999% male, and every month, maybe every other month, a woman listens for 5 minutes and then tunes out again. But we do have a woman holding. And I should go to the guy who's been hanging on for 9 minutes. But instead, you know, I think I will go to the guy who's been hanging on for 9 minutes, and I'll make the woman wait. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, thank you very much, Phil. My favorite of all was the very first one I ever heard several years ago. It was Margaret Gray about Valentine's Day talking about what a real woman would like for Valentine's Day. And she saw, Phil, I don't know if you saw it or not, but at Walmart they had this Rubbermaid bucket with a cornucopia of sponges.
Yes.
A real woman would like that. She wouldn't want candy or flowers.
She'd want a bucket with the multicolored sponges
and a mop.
Beautiful rubber gloves.
That's right.
And a good, sturdy, sensible house coat.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. And any woman who wouldn't want that, obviously.
Doesn't really revel in family.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Because the reason why a woman wants all this stuff is she revels in family. She revels in the home, the domicile. So on Mother's Day, you go out and you get your mother a big packet of 1,000 flushes. And she'll love it. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That was good. And that, Valentine's Day, of course, go out and get your wife a mop, I think. So, yeah, she's always full of some good ideas. I hope it helped me out on Valentine's Day. I hope it helped you, sir.
And the women who called in that particular show, not talking about women who don't call your show.
Well, the women didn't like it, but the men got some good gift-giving ideas.
God, it was great.
Thanks, pal.
Great. Hey, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Here is Santa Monica on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I've just started listening to you, actually. A couple months ago, I started.
Mm-hmm.
I just moved out here from L.A., or to L.A., and
you moved out.
I just got to say, man, you're the best.
Thanks.
You have the best show, and all I got to say is that Dave guy that always calls?
Yeah.
He is the best. The time when he was channeling J. Edgar Hoover by putting his mother's underwear on?
Yes.
That guy,
yes.
He's got to be on at least every other day.
Yeah, that cat wants to be LAPD. He wants to be a police officer. And the greatest police officer in the history of America was J. Edgar Hoover, who also was a cross-dresser. And he figured, okay, so if I want to be a great cop, then I should put on my mother's underwear and get the essence of Hoover.
That's right. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye. Costa Mesa, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm
how
a
are
fan.
You? Thanks.
My favorite is Tournament Rose Parade. And I think you had Mavis in Harvey.
Right.
And she's describing the horses coming down the street.
Yes.
And, oh, my God.
It was Margaret.
Oh, it was Margaret.
Yeah.
How beautiful, how stately. And then she started reaching a peak.
Yes.
Where she's having an orgasm.
She was orgasming over the horses.
It was fantastic.
George Putnam's entry.
And I got all my friends around for the simulcast. How come the TV didn't match up with the radio?
Yeah, all your friends around for the one of the big mistakes that a lot of people make is turning their friends onto the show. No, it's like the first time you turn a friend of yours onto the show, it's generally the people think it sucks.
Yeah.
And it's only after about 6 months that they finally start figuring out what the hell's going on.
Well, we're a big fan. We've been listening a long time. Plus, when the bands kept coming down the boulevard, well, here's another black band. Here's another black band. And there's another black band.
Yeah, that's Margaret and Harvey. Too bad we're not doing that Rose Parade anymore, but my wife forbade it. I can't. I'm not allowed. No, I'm supposed to stay up all night on New Year's Day and not work. Or
hey,
New Year's Eve.
Hey, your character's burping at different times is fantastic.
That's always a big moment, yeah.
And I use that on a friend.
That's
and
it, too,
everybody
yeah.
Everybody around me got
mm-hmm.
it, except him.
Mm-hmm. 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 All right, thanks, pal.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye. Yeah, we don't do that Rose Parade anymore because I didn't want to stay another year at the Econo Lodge in East Pasadena, and it was impossible to get anywhere near the broadcast facility without having to walk. We, even though we had a limousine, we had transportation, we didn't have passes to get us over to where the broadcast facility was. And, you know, the Rose Parade values its television coverage. Everything else they have no interest in. So they don't make it easy for you as a radio broadcaster to cover their parade. I don't even think they really want you to. But I think they do it, otherwise people would complain. The radio, the stations and radio networks would complain. So they allow us access to some card table, you know, so like a sawhorse, two chairs, and a place to stick our microphones, where the TV people are treated like gold. I mean, the limousines pull in. Do you honestly believe that, who is it that does those things? Stephanie Edwards and Bob Eubanks and Dan Dierdorf and Donna DeVerona. You think those guys are walking 3 miles like we had to do 2 years ago to get over to the broadcast position, if you'll pardon the expression? No. No, they're sleeping all night over there at the Tournament of Roses house. Then they're being lifted and carted and choppered in, or whatever, however they get them in there. And we couldn't make it in because they couldn't get the cars in there, so we had to walk like 5 miles. I tripped over some tuba, the University of Wisconsin marching band, busted this guy's tuba all to hell. I had to run for it. Here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, one of my favorite characters is Clara Bingham, the black substitute teacher.
Yeah.
And the time when she hung the little boy out the window to teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you were kept cross-examining her, in a rage of nervousness, she broke into playing her harmonica.
Yes, she starts playing her harmonica, playing spirituals, yes. Uh-huh.
And that she can't express herself, so she sort of breaks into the harmonica playing.
Yes, she starts singing blues.
And she's wonderful. I love her accent.
I like her a lot. She was it Clara? And she also, one time, she loves to have her Budweiser after school. She had a little boy who had ADD, so she tied the kid up with the jumper cables from her car. She tied the kid to a door and waited for the kid's parents to get there. And meanwhile, she's sitting at her desk having her Budweiser tall boy.
Right. She's a total sociopath.
Yeah. And the kid was just so ADD that she finally tied the kid to a door with jumper cables from the trunk of her car.
Right.
She's great.
I love her. And I want to tell you, I love it when Margaret Gray gets strict with you. There was a time when she was interviewing you about your personal life.
Yes.
She was dredging up all these dark moments. And she got very, very stern with you and almost slapping you around.
Yeah, she was screaming at me, answer the question, answer the question.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And also the time when the man, the poor grandfather, shot himself in the back with a rifle.
Yes. Well, that was Don the suicide case. He believed that his grandfather shot himself in the back.
Highly suspicious.
But in point of fact, Don shot his own grandfather. He thought his grandfather committed suicide by taking the shotgun and sticking it over his head into the upper part of his back and firing. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye. It's nice talking to you. So there it is. That was a great moment when that Don calls up. He says, man, I'm so sorry. My grandfather shot himself. We had like a Texas Ranger call in that night and go, you murdered your own grandfather. Don't you get it? You did it. You did it. Hammett on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Phil.
Hi.
I've been listening to you since that first outrageous night when you took over from Mr. KFI.
Uh-huh.
And I was so relieved to be listening to you. It was great. Listen.
Thank you.
My favorite moment, there's a lot of them. I like Rudy the Latin Lover with his la-la-la-la-la.
Right.
That is great. But I really like Daryl Weber with his funky chicken cacophony liquor jamboree show.
Oh, when he used to play the blues, yeah.
Yeah,
you should
I
bring that back.
The music. I like his personality. And then he starts talking about his wife eating a popsicle, a greased popsicle.
Yeah.
It's
his
great.
Wife loves to eat. His wife will dip napkins in melted butter and suck on the napkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And eat grease popsicles.
And he talks about how she go down the slide into the pool, and he has to replace the water with milk or something.
Yeah,
it's too
yeah.
Funny.
She won't go into the pool unless it's full of milk. And also the thing that embarrasses him is hearing her unwrap ham sandwiches in church.
Yeah,
he can hear the wax paper, you know, crinkling as the preacher's giving a sermon. That kind of bugs him.
Yeah, and he's talking about how he loves, you know, I love my wife, but then I see her with the chicken wings, eating the fat off the chicken.
Yeah, he sees her just, you know, she's like sucking Jello, and it just kind of, it's got his favorite phrase was, that's got to stop.
Yeah, listen, you got to get him back on here.
We're going to do, we'll get Daryl back.
Great.
For the summer months. Thanks.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay, bye-bye. Get him back, have him play some of that blues for the white folks. Santa Ana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Definitely the favorite character is Jay Sanos, because he's about saving lives.
Did I say you're in Santa Ana? You're in San Diego, aren't you?
Yeah.
What did I just say?
I don't know.
I said Santa Ana. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Jay Sanos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yes, because he's about saving lives, and the Y2 cables, he had to download the information to people in L.A., because it was a very cold winter night. It was about 55 degrees, and he wanted to make sure that people had very warm blankets.
Yeah.
And as they came to it, they could eat their own feces to stay alive. And that,
after the Y2K rioting,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, because the Y2K cables, because it was November of 99, and the Y2K bug was hitting certain cars already. And the citizen, his backup, his citizen's auxiliary police car, his vehicle, had the information to download into the new cars.
So that they wouldn't stall at midnight.
Because of the Y2K bug.
Yeah, because the Y2K bug, all the cars would stall at midnight. And, you know, we were joking about that. Come to find out, people were really concerned. I had no idea there was real concern that their cars would stall at midnight. I was joking about that.
Oh, my God.
And so these clowns, so Jay's going to download the right information into the car, because if you get caught at midnight and you're freezing, you'll have to eat your own waste.
Exactly.
To stay alive. After Y2K.
Because he's about saving lives.
Yeah, because it's all about saving lives, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Where do we get those blue armbands, sir? Can we write you down for one of those?
Please, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good job, Phil.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We got to get that going. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show here. Checking in with our audience, which we rarely do, but every couple of months. And these are the guys that have listened and supported the show for a long time. It's their favorite Phil Hendry Show moments. And if you're not familiar with our show, this is the kind of crap that we do. And there you go. Eating your own waste. There you go. That'll keep you listening for a long time, I'm sure. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. These are our calls that we Oh, there it is. I think we're stalling again. These are the calls from our listeners, people who've been with us for a long time, telling us about their favorite moments on our show. Here's South Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey Phil. Yeah. I just wanted to say you're freaking the best.
Thanks, man.
But the show that I love the best was the one where she's rolling the bones with the Ilian Gonzalez thing.
Oh, that's, that was Sister Josephine who said that the boy has been brought to us, you know, Ilian was the Christ child or something.
Yeah. And that guy calls in and he's all, oh, you're with Satan, this and that.
Right. That dude was casting a devil out of her.
Oh, my God.
Because she's rolling the bones and the boy is, you know, and of course she had me hypnotized into believing the boy was the savior. The boy. That's it.
Getting beat up by that guy,
right?
The producer or something like that.
Started kicking my ass. You got it.
Brilliant freaking work, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Carlsbad on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Hi.
I like the one you did where the old guy was running the animal shelter, and he was going through the neighborhood picking up stray dogs and feeding them to the coyotes.
Yeah, there you go.
And you had some animal rights person call in. You had her putting her ID number on the keypad and you lost her once, and then she would call back.
Oh, she was putting her ID into the keypad of the phone?
Yeah, he was trying to get her to put her ID number into the keypad, the old guy was.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So he could get some money from her or something?
Something like that, but she kept doing it. Then she kept screwing it up, and she finally hung up on herself and then called back.
That's it.
Whatever happened to Ruth? We haven't heard her for a while.
Oh, man, Ruth is history. You know, I think she doesn't get that we've moved to afternoons, you know, and early evenings. She thinks that we're still really, really late at night. And Ruth's son called once and said she's really cool. She really digs Phil's show, and she doesn't know what's going on at all. So,
well, she was great. I remember one night you had her on hold for like 3 hours, like the whole show.
God rest her soul, man. 3 hours. That was the big joke that night. We had Ruth on hold for 3 hours. Radio was broken.
Bill Hendry.
It's all right if I stay asleep. Cause I don't want to leave the comfort. There's a hunger, a longing to escape from the life I live when I'm away. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace all our hate. So let's go there, let's make our escape. Take these dreams and